Morning. The last time I spoke, we looked at the life of Moses. I'm just going to continue with that a little bit today and just pad out that theme a little bit. So Moses was 40 years of age. He was a broken man. He was a fugitive. He was on the run from Pharaoh. He was running for his life. He lost absolutely everything. His hopes and his dreams were completely shattered. His whole life had been turned upside down. Life was never going to be the same for him again. He thought God had finished with him because of his failures, because of his mistakes. But you know, he couldn't have been further from the truth. God hadn't wiped his hands of Moses. You see, God was going to restore him and set him on a journey to fulfill his ministry. You know, one of the beautiful things about God is he's the God of the second chance and the third chance and the fourth chance and the fifth chance. Just because we make a mistake in our life, and we do, he doesn't write us off and says, I'll never use you again. And you know, that's good news for us. In fact, that's great news for us. Maybe you need to hear that today. Maybe you need to hear that God still has a plan and purpose for your life. Maybe this sermon is just for you today, where you realise that actually God hasn't finished with me yet. In fact, maybe this is the start of something new where he can rebuild my life. The question I want to ask you today is, will you trust him? You see, in Moses' brokenness, God was about to provide him with an opportunity on just a small scale to restart his future and his destiny. But this time he had to learn in a desert place. Remember the last time I spoke, Moses had fled and he'd come to a well in Midian. And so I just want to quickly pick up a verse in the Old Testament, in the second book, Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 to 17, it says, Now a priest of Midian had seven daughters, and they came to draw water and fill the troughs to water their father's flocks. Some shepherds came along and drove them away, but Moses got up and came to their rescue, and he watered their flock. Remember, just a few days before, Joseph thought he was going to be the great deliverer. He was going to deliver the nation of Israel from Egypt. And it all went dreadfully wrong for him. God, the God of the second chance, gave Moses the opportunity to deliver not just a nation at this time. Not a nation, should I say. Not a nation. But to deliver seven daughters. You see, those seven daughters needed someone to stand up for them. They needed someone to protect them and help them. And Moses could have just ignored the situation. He could have turned around and said, you know what? Why should I bother helping anybody else again? Look what happened the last time I tried to do this. Look at all the trouble it caused me. Look at what it did to me and what I've got now. He could have just ignored them. He could have looked away. He could have done nothing. But you see, Moses, in his brokenness, he took the first step to being restored to his destiny, to being restored to his purpose in life. It was a small act of courage that set him on a journey that eventually would lead him to deliver the whole nation of Israel out of slavery from Egypt. You say to women, and as we study the story later on, we spent 40 years as a shepherd in the desert. We go back to the culture in which he grew, the Egyptian culture. They absolutely despised and hated shepherds. They were the low life. They were the lowest of the low in their culture. And Moses, this once powerful, educated military man, next in line to be Pharaoh, became the lowest of the low, a shepherd living in the desert. But on this journey, he was going to learn something. He was going to learn that this somebody who became a nobody was going to become a somebody in God. Through failure, Moses, as a shepherd, learned and developed a heart to serve others, which he would eventually need when he did finally lead the people of Israel out of Egypt. I want to say to you today that God can use our failures and our setbacks to develop within us a heart to serve others. And that's part of God's plan for each of us, to have a heart to serve other people. It may be right now that you're feeling in a desert place. It may be, may not be a little desert, but it definitely feels like one. It's a place of despair. It's a place of barrenness. It's a place of sadness and misery. Maybe once you were a somebody, maybe very successful and had everything you needed in life. You had the financial resources to live a good lifestyle, but all of a sudden, life is no longer the same. Life has changed. Normal is no longer normal, and the new normal, well, it's very scary. Maybe at this time you find yourself isolated. You may even feel like a nobody. Please listen. If you listen to nothing else to this than this today, I believe you are closer to your breakthrough and the answer that you need than you've ever been before. That you're desperate right now for this breakthrough. You're closer right now than you think for your breakthrough. You see, in this desert place, Jesus wants you to sit with him and hear his voice. Jesus is the answer for your breakthrough today. See, God has a plan and purpose for your life. But will you trust him today with it? Today's the time to put your trust in Jesus and stop doing things your way and doing it in your own strength, because let's be honest, and this is the truth, it hasn't worked. It's not worked out how you thought it would. You've done everything that you possibly can and you've done it your way and it's not worked. I want to say to you this, God's way always works. In the Hebrew language, the word for desert is midbar, but it has its root meaning. If you follow the root meaning back to the word, it means to speak. You see, in the dry, barren desert place, God spoke to Moses. God met him personally. God prepared him so that one day he would be able to deliver and save the people of Israel out of Egypt. What's the desert place for us? The desert place for us, whatever it is, whatever we're going through now, is a place where Jesus wants to speak and to meet us personally. It's a place where Jesus wants to communicate to us some of the most important messages of truth we need to hear. I didn't say what we want to hear. When God answers all our answers to prayer in the way we want to, but he will speak to us the truth and he will tell us what we need to hear. Because the Bible tells us this, only the truth will set us free. And God loves us enough today to tell us the truth. You know, none of us want a desert place experience. But if we don't, we might live the rest of our lives without hearing or knowing what God wants to tell us. The desert place changes that. In the desert place, that lonely place, we find ourselves stripped of all of our comforts. We find the things, the stuff of life that we thought we needed and had to have, we actually don't really need to have at all. And you know, there's nothing like the desert place experience to help us discover who the real me is. You see, it reveals our strengths, our weaknesses. It helps us to discover ourselves as never before. We begin to see our true identity, one that maybe hasn't emerged for a while. Maybe it never has before. You see, Jesus will show us who we really are and what we were meant and created for. We spend too much time thinking about what other people think about us, and we try to please them, and sometimes we think about who we think we should be. We need to find out who God created us to be, so our true identity is in God. It might be today that you don't know who you are. You don't know who the real me is. You're not sure who that is anymore because you've tried to please people for so long you can't remember who you are. It's time to trust Him. It's time to listen. I want to tell you how precious you are to God today. Again, in the Old Testament, in the first half of the Bible, in the second book of the Old Testament, in a book called Deuteronomy, God talks about the people of Israel, and it says, in a desert land, He, that's God, found him. Him is the people of Israel. In a desert land, God found him, in a barren and harrowing waste. God shielded him and cared for him, and God guarded him with the apple of his eye. That's in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 10. I'm going to personalise this verse for a minute. So my name is Robin. I'm the pastor of the church. If you're visiting, you don't know necessarily who I am. I'm going to personalise it with my name. And when I get to saying Robin, I want you to say your name. Okay? So in a desert land, he found Robin. Insert your name. He shielded Robin and cared for him. He guarded Robin as the apple of his eye. I want to tell you, God loves you. He hasn't abandoned you or forsaken you. You are not forgotten. He shields you. He cares for you. And he guards you where you are right now. You know, the eye, it's the most protected part of our body. We don't like anything to touch it. I don't wear contact lenses because I can't stand contact lenses in my eyes. I don't like anybody messing with my eyes. They're very sensitive. And we shield our eyes with care. The tiniest speck gets in our eye. We do something about it immediately. We get rid of it. We get out of our eye. And it incapacitates the whole body. It stops us doing whatever we're doing. And this verse in the Bible teaches us, he guards, Robin, put your name, as the apple of his eye. God is caring for you right now. But you never so much more. If we take the next verse, or the next two verses in Deuteronomy. Like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, and spreads out its wings and catches them and carries them aloft, the Lord alone led him. So what does that mean for us as we come to finish this sermon today? What does it mean for us? It means this. God alone guides us. God leads us. Whether you know it or not, whether you feel it or not, whether you believe it or not, God has not taken his hand off your life. And God alone will guide you at this time. It's time to put your trust in him and let him guide you. We can't put our trust in other people. They will let us down. They don't know the future. They don't know the plans that God has for your life and my life. The only person that we can trust at this particular time, above everybody else, and he will never leave us or forsake us or ever let us down, is God himself. He will guide us at this time. Will you let him guide you today? You might not know where you are at the moment. Have you ever been lost? Not know where you are. If you only could find out where you were, you'd be able to find out where you're going. But so many people today are just lost. They don't know what they're going. They don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But God does. You may be desperate in this desert place. Trust Him. And to say this to you, Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you to know that you are the apple of His eye. This is why He came from heaven to earth. He came to live with us. He came to identify with us. He came to teach us. He came to heal us. And He came to die for us. He died so that we might live. He took our shame, our mistakes, our punishments upon Him when He died upon that cross, so that we could be without sin. And Jesus took the sin and the mistakes and the failures that we made, and they were all placed upon Him so that we could be free from that. He died so that we might live. And He knows everything about us today. You know, you might think, well, God doesn't want to know me, because if He really knew what I was like, He wouldn't want anything to do with me. That's not true. The truth is, God loves you as you are right now today. And He accepts you as you are right now today, if you'll put your trust in Him. Jesus has experienced everything that we have. There's nothing in life that we go through that He has not experienced. He knows how to lead and guide us through life, whether it's a desert place or not. I want to say to you today, I believe this with all my heart, because I found it to be the truth myself, that He's the answer this world so desperately needs. He was the answer I so desperately needed. He's the answer that you desperately need. And Jesus is not dead in the tomb. The Father raised Him to life. And because the Father raised Him to life, we can have new life. We can know the reason we're on this earth. We can know our purpose for living. And we can fill that life on this earth now. And the good news is, in heaven, in the future. If you've never put your trust in Jesus, why not do it today? This is your opportunity. Please don't let it pass. God is talking to you right now and inviting you to come and to know Him and to know who you are, who the real you is. It doesn't matter about your mistakes. It doesn't matter about your past. You know what? He's not interested. He's only interested right now in what you'll do. And if you follow Jesus and you've made some big mistakes in your life and you think He can't possibly want to use you again, maybe there's a ministry that's not happened for a while and it seems to, it'll never happen again. God is the God of the second and third and fourth and fifth chance. Why not today put your trust back in Him? Do it right now. Thank you for listening. I trust that you've enjoyed listening to today and connecting with us. And please continue to connect with us. But if you have made a decision either way, I'd like you to help us today in a number of ways to help you. First of all, in the public chat at the bottom, I'd like you just to type, I've made a decision to trust Jesus. And if it's for a second time, again, put again. Or if it's your first time, put first time. So I've made a decision to follow Jesus for the first time and to trust Him. I've made a decision to trust God again in the situation I find myself. Put that in the public chat. And if you want to speak to one of the pastors, what we'd like you to do, you just click on the prayer button. Please be patient. We might have a few people that want to do that today. Just wait until we can get to you, but we will. So just hang on to that. Or connect with us at church, which would be great. So have a lovely day. Thanks so much for being with us today. Remember, God loves you. and you're precious in His sight.